Hey everybody, welcome. And we're here with Sage Shirk, and Sage is a senior. She corrected me already off the microphone. She's an all-around player. She plays, she does it all out there. Today she was playing, look to me like a forward or a midfielder a little bit. But Sage, tell me about that. We can talk about the result. You guys didn't get the results you're looking for, but tell me about just playing all over the field. And you said you were committed in college to play keeper.
Yes. So I'm committed to Clarion, which is a D2 school. But overall, it's a completely different game, obviously, from goal to field. A lot more work, I'd say, with running-wise and fitness. But I think it's good to play both because it lets me get experience and it prepares me for my future and overall helps me with, like, my passes, my long balls, and how to connect passes to everybody on the field. And I think it's also important because it gives me, like, a different perspective, which allows me to take that back when I'm in goal.
I got you. Okay, so I think the obvious question is, like, why don't you play goal? And I think I know the reason, but I want you to say it. Why don't you play in goal in high school?
Well, last year I was one of our lead scorers, and I was our lead assist last year.
Right.
And then I also find it fun. And when I came here my sophomore year, I went to Elko my freshman year. There's already a keeper, and she's really good. And I was the new kid, so I was like, I'm not going to walk in. And I didn't want to, like, take anybody's spot or have that mentality. So I just came in as a field player when I was new at Anvil.
Okay, I thought that was something similar to that. Okay, so Paige, I have to ask you this. You know, do you see how I did this? I put off the sour subject, and that's the result from today. You guys lost 3-2 to McCaskey. Just tell me how you felt like the game went.
I definitely thought we started slow, and then we only wanted it towards the last 15 minutes. Our first goal was honestly a fluke that we got lucky to keep us in it. And then they scored 2, and then it was like the reality kicked in for us, and then we wanted it. And it was just a little too late.
Yeah, yeah. How has the season been going for you guys?
It hasn't been as good as a start as we would have hoped. We've played a lot of games out of our section, but section play starts this week on Thursday, so hopefully we can get a win out of that in one section.
Okay. And you had 2 goals today. The one was the own goal. I gave you that you were the natural person to get that goal. But like tell me this, you made it 3-2. They're up 3-1. You made it 3-2. Tell me sort of what you saw in that goal and just how that kind of unplayed.
Well, honestly, it's probably a little bit out of position, if being honest, but it worked out. And I saw the ball come in, and I saw my space, and I saw a girl closing down. So I knew I had to get off my foot soon. And luckily, the goalie was off her line when she wasn't in position. So I took the shot, and it luckily went
good
in.
Right foot, right?
Yep.
Good right foot to the far corner. That's what what it looks like. That's what it looks like to me. Tell me, like, Sage, I think you guys have a bunch of seniors, right?
We do. We have about 6 seniors, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Okay. Like your expectations or your thoughts coming into this year, is it just a little bit disappointing at this point?
Yeah, I definitely thought we would have a better season, have a better start at this point, but hopefully reality's kicking into everybody and, like, realizing this is some people's last years, and hopefully they want it a little bit more now.
Yeah. This is my take a little bit with you guys and what I see from you guys. Like I see a lot of potential, and I think I'm gonna guarantee you that you guys will get better. My concern is, how much better will you get, and when will you get better? Talk about, like, goals and you know, what you guys want to accomplish and how you accomplish those goals.
Definitely, we obviously want to accomplish winning games, winning sections, but I think a big aspect of how to do that is connecting passes, because every time we connect a pass, that's when we're more successful. We had our first win on Thursday against East Pennsboro, and both of our goals came from just connecting passes and finding the open person to taking the shot. And the second goal, that's how that was, and when we do that, we're able to score. But when we play a little bit selfish or we take too many touches, we never get the goal. A lot of times we're doing a little too much right into them.
All right. Hey, Sage, thanks for the time. I know you stuck around for me, so I do really appreciate that. I appreciate your time. Just good luck. Stay healthy going forward, and I know it'll click for you guys very soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Noah.
See you in the spring.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Hopefully.
Okay. Oh, all right, Coach. I'm sorry. Coach, you're very patient. I really appreciate it, okay? So you're very accommodating to me, and I know you're very kind, so I just always appreciate you. Coach, I know that wasn't the result that you were looking for. Tell me, how did things go for you?
See you tomorrow, Jim.
Today, Coach.
We played a little flat. Quite ready to tackle the game.
Coach, was it flat throughout, or there were periods of being flat, or I mean, how?
There was periods of good play, but not enough.
Okay. What didn't go well? I mean, specifically, I mean, what you know, was it effort, or is it a mental kind of thing for you guys? Like today, you know, it seemed like you guys were working hard. I don't know what and how much credit do they get, I guess, too? You know, how much of it was?
Yeah, they out-hustled us.
Okay.
Our main problem was being connected on the
surface.
One time we got three or four passes linked together and we scored. So it's the key to it in my book.
Hey, how did you feel like you guys played defensively?
Is
she natural left foot? Okay. Yeah. Coach, I felt like. I felt like, did you own the play? Did you have the better of the play? Like what I had in the book, like I think like 20 shots to 10, something, don't quote me on that, something like that, and you had a few more corners than they did. Did you have the better of the play?
I hate to claim that when you lose 3-2, but we had our chances. I mean,
okay.
If we would have just put their keeper made some saves, but we put it right to our hands. Didn't put the ball on the ground past it, so gotta give them credit.
Okay, so you guys are 0-3?
We're 1-3.
Okay, 1-3, okay.
I'm pretty sure of that.
What? How are things going? I know you want to win them all. I mean, how have things gone to this point?
I guess not quite where we want to be.
And what's been, when you've had difficulties, what's been the problem, if that's the right way to put it.
Putting the ball in the net is the final. We're creating enough chances, we're just not putting them in.
Okay.
That's my number one thought process.
Okay.
We're creating opportunities, not putting the ball in the net enough. We got two goals today, but we
I thought it was close to 20. So how do you correct that? Well, I mean, you can't really, you know, you say, oh, well, the girl, you know, go out there and finish. I mean,
there's exercises for that.
Okay. Hey, Coach, tell me about, like coming into this year and your expectations. What were you thinking? What were you hoping?
Building upon the success of last year, I had hoped we'd come in ready to pick up where we left off, and that hasn't happened at this point.
I don't know if you heard me say this. I said this to Sage. and I believe this honestly. I'm not just saying. I think you guys will turn it around. My question is, how much, and when? You know. So if I say that to you, am I on the right? Does that sound right to you? Is that on the right?
Yeah. Well, I think. All I can say is I think we'll get there. Just the girls have to determine if they're ready to get there. I don't think it's a matter of if they don't have the ability to, or just haven't taken those opportunities and put them in the net. So once we get over that hump, we could see different results.
I kind of remember a little bit talking to you last year. I don't know if I remember everything. What did you guys end up last year, record-wise? You don't know? Did you guys go to... Oh, I thought you were close to district, but like a game short or something. Something like... I mean, don't quote me on that. But.
Yeah, last year we messed up a little bit. A tie to Hunter Valley.
Okay.
It was kind of a comical game. One of the refs came out, and you don't have to put this...
Yeah, no, no.
One of the refs came up to me and said, I've refed for 30 years, I've never saw anyone like this. We had 30 shots, they had one shot, one goal.
And they won?
And no, 0-0.
Oh.
Just kind of, I mean, I had every player playing forward to just see who could score, just because no matter what we did, it was like Teflon in front of the
right. Goal. So, okay. So, and I think I saw this.
That messed us up because they went. They had one tie all year, and 17 losses.
And you needed that for get the district,
that destroyed them. And there might have been other, I don't know how
Okay, now I, this is a little, you know, and this is generality, you know, I remember a lot, like you said, a lot of shots on goal, like right to the keeper. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going to say 20 yards out, 25 yards out. In that situation, what do you want the girls to do?
Yeah.
You wanted to put them on net, or do you want to take another touch?
No, I want to go a little closer. You know, they're
okay.
How many girls are going to put 25 yard shots in?
Okay.
We need to come a little closer. Pull the trigger in if you will. And they ran an onside trap that was effective for some reason. My forwards didn't learn that. You know, I'm teaching it, but they're not learning that. You know, mental mistakes don't occur. That's a factor. And it sounds pretty negative now.
No. I think this can be on or off the record. I think you do a good job of staying positive.
Allow themselves to play.
To the level of competition. You stopped yourself short there a little bit.
You know, we go against Adonigal, and Adonigal, in my opinion, was a much better team than this.
Right.
And we lose to them 2-1, and we hit the crossbar in the last 5 minutes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have even been tied. But regardless, I mean, they just didn't. In the future, that's where we need to be. We need to get. And you know, the character of the girls is up to them. You can only teach so much. They have to do it on the field. And I think they will. They'll get there. But like you said.
Well, you know, right, so I'm going to say, and I don't know, 17, 18, 19 games, and you're 4 in, you know, and there's time, and it's not, I'm not suggesting panic, but sometimes it feels like it goes fast to me, Coach, you know, like, you know, you wake up one day, it's like, oh my gosh, it's been way through the season, and we're in this position for districts, and we've got these tough games ahead, and
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's how it feels. A little bit to me sometimes.
Yeah, 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's always important to get off to good starts. And you guys haven't done that to this point. But,
yeah,
but there's still time.
And section play is coming up, so we'll be playing schools.
Right. This can be on or off the record. Who's good in the section? Who can you win the section?
I imagine a couple.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know about next moment, but maybe our section.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lancaster Mennonite isn't as good in girls' soccer as they are in boys. Is that right?
So.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Is there anything else? It was a pleasure to speak to you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
It'll get better.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I have a good bunch of girls. They just didn't produce today with the ball in the net.
Well, I know some of the kids. You know, like, I know, like, Sage, and I know Sarah, right? And
yeah.
I know some faces, and I know they've been around, and I know they're competitive in other sports. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. No, they have to figure it out a little bit, you know. Thank you.